Hello and welcome to Wrestle with Brother Dudes and Dudettes. This is your NWA Power Surge recap and review. I'm your host, Dr. Damian Gibson, DMD. Thanks for joining us, gang. A little late again. It's just, you know, things getting in the way at the moment. The Impact episode should also be up today. And then we've got, you know, AEW on a weird schedule again. So these weeks are just a little bit weird at the moment, but I will try and get everything out as close to the scheduled dates as possible. But anyway, let's get into this. So Power... I've got a question about Power Surge, so I'll leave the majority of my thoughts about it till the end. But yeah, anyway, Joe Gully is like on the docks somewhere. We open with him, I assume, on the balcony of his apartment or a hotel room. And it's, you know, in the background is there's a sprawling docks area. Anyway, he says that Billy Corgan's going to be on the show later to pay us a visit. We have a match between Jeremiah Plunkett and the heartthrob Jaden. The heartthrob's doing something interesting here. Sort of really playing with gender roles. The Playboy has two pigtails and is constantly twirling them, but then is kind of a brawler in the ring. So it was funny to listen to Tim Storm try and make heads or tails of what the heartthrob's gimmick was. I don't know. I'm always up for people trying something new. You know, I don't want to see... Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to see anything. But, you know, I think I've been pretty clear about people like Timothy Thatcher that, you know, even though he's very good at what he does, I need a bit more presentation than, you know, I don't find the idea of being a real fighter and wearing black trunks and black boots particularly interesting. I want to see it's professional wrestling. It's meant to be on the more performative scale of things, you know, with realism thrown in there. But as far, I want my wrestlers to make character choices, and this was happening here. Anyway, it doesn't really matter because Plunkett gets the win. I don't know. I don't know if any of these matches mean anything as far as storylines or anything is concerned. I think that this looked like it may have been a dark match to NWA 73 or to one of the Power, like, I'm not sure. What I will say about this episode is if AEW wanted a young commentator to invest in, they could do a lot worse than getting Joe Gully. He's just so professional, but I don't know, he is a definite throwback. He feels like a young JR. Like, if you listen to or watch old episodes of NWA from the 80s, he comes across as a lot of the commentators that are on there. I feel like he could do anything. He can do play-by-play. He can do interviews. I don't know how young he is. He looks like he's about 16 years old. So, unfortunately saw that JR might have some health issues concerning some skin cancer on his leg. I'm only bringing this up because he posted it on Instagram today and then posted the cancer as well, which was this big giant blood blister. Anyway, gross. But also genuinely hope that JR is okay. But yeah, I mean, if I was Tony Khan, I'd be sniffing around Joe Gully, getting him to come work for me. We have a snippet from the NWA. It's the NWA Power After Show. It's like a YouTube show and a podcast. So I suppose contemporaries of mine. And they had an interview with Crimson where he was talking about his cage match with Jack Stane at the next pay-per-view, Any Means Necessary. And basically painting Crimson as the face and Jack Stane as the heel. Now we're seeing a match of Nick Aldis's from Poland. he's up against the Polish challenger Graken Korpo. I really like the ref's gold and black uniforms here. They had like a black and gold stripes. Thought it was awesome. Elder should have got the win here. He tapped out Corpo. The ref was distracted by Chris Adonis. Elders then hit Corpo with his briefcase and got DQ'd. But interesting that they all went across to Poland to wrestle. Yeah, strange. But anyway, cool as well at the same time. Then we got a Tim Storm, Tom Latimer match, which I don't know why this would be on Power Surge. I suppose to try and... they're trying to get everything in before the pay-per-view. This was an okay match. I would have thought that they would have had it on a Power, but yeah, interesting choice. Tom Latimer gets the win here with a pile driver, and there was no one in the audience again. I don't know whether this is dark, like a dark match or... yeah, then we get an interview with Billy Corgan. Billy says that they're ramping up to do more live shows, which is good news. We've got Kenzie versus Camille. That's going to be a 2 out of 3 falls match at the pay-per-view. Any means necessary. Strictly Business versus Trevor Murdoch and Nick Aldis. No steps as yet. Billy's thinking about it, but he thinks the stakes might be high enough. And then he hopes the cage match between Crimson and Jack Dane will end their childish feud. We then get legit Layla Hirsch versus Camille. And it's a replay from Empower. Camille won this one, of course, and it is a great match. Yeah, the bump that Layla Hirsch took from Camille, who swung her into the steps, is one of the more brutal bumps I've seen this year. Starting to get some emails from people, which is fantastic. And I've got an email here from Mitch. Not 100% sure where Mitch is from. If you want to let us know where you're from, that'd be great. The majority of our listeners are in the States, so I assume you're in the States. And his question is about Power Surge. That's why I held it off for this episode. Dear Doctor, what are your thoughts on Power Surge? It makes no sense to me. Thanks, Mitch. yeah. I think it's a lot better now than it was when they first introduced it. I still don't know if I've got a definitive explanation as to the point of Power Surge. It seems to be a break of some kind, either a mid-season break or end of season break, and then the next season starts. That was my initial thought, that maybe that's what it is, but then it sort of randomly seems to happen every 3 to 4 episodes. I really, really am enjoying NWA's product a lot more than I was 12 months ago, even 6 months ago. I still think the Power Surge is a bit of a ripoff. If you're charging money for memberships, which they are, which is what I subscribe to, it's not a huge amount of money, but I don't know if, you know, throwing together a couple... I mean... I would actually prefer to see a whole episode that pushes storylines along or has just promos and interviews, and I'd be cooler with that than I would be a couple of dark matches and you know. But if every Power Surge is going to have a sort of State of the Nation interview with Billy Corgan, and then you get 3 or 4 long form interviews with wrestlers in the show, I think that's a good idea because it helps to build characters and it helps to build the stories that those characters are in. But when you're dotting it with sort of like replays from old pay-per-views, and I understand it's like behind the paywall to try and get people to buy Empower and stuff, but I don't know, man. I you know, not to stick up for WWE, but I can only imagine the outcry if every 5th episode of SmackDown was, you know, a couple of promos, a dark match, one match from a pay-per-view. People go WWE pretty fucking hard for anything that they do wrong. So if I was Billy, I would be looking to try and either change the format completely to what works, which I think is storytelling and interviews, or fuck it off completely. Make me as angry as it did when it first appeared? No. But my point was that, you know, when people pay for a membership, and they're expecting a certain amount of episodes, then they should be getting that. And we're still not really getting that from NWA. So, yeah. I mean, I'm at 10 minutes now, and I'm pretty much done. So there just isn't as much content. It's not as interesting. You know, I mean, we're seeing a match of Nick Aldis's from Poland. You know, that was the moment. That was... I understand there's still a storyline there, like, you know, that Chris Adonis has flown across to Poland to take out Nick Aldis, blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, I assume it's a cross-promotional thing between Poland and like, the Polish, I think it was PTV or something like that, and NWA. But it, as a viewer and a reviewer, it just felt like we were being ripped off a little bit. But, you know, I still... enjoyed it because I'm an NWA fan. But if someone had signed up to NWA, an NWA membership this week, and that was the first episode or something that they had watched, I don't know if they'd be coming back for a second one. Maybe they would, but I don't know if I would. Anyway, Mitch, thank you for your email. You can email us at wrestlewarfpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on all the socials. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. The thing that you can do the most for us is to rate and review and, rate and review, especially on Apple Podcasts, but anywhere. Good Pods is always they're a big supporter of us, and we support them as well. But because of you guys, we managed to crack the top 80 in Australia in the wrestling chart this week, which we've never done before. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And I feel a bit guilty that things have been a day or so behind this week. I promise I will get things back up and running. Anyway, I'm going to go off and watch Impact. And I'll be back later tonight with that episode. And then AEW episodes over the week. And news. Sounds like there's a fair bit of news coming out of the UAE today. I'm seeing some pretty good reports about the booking of Crown Jewel, but I'm sure there's always something that comes out of there. So anyway, I'm going to leave it there, guys. Thank you for everything. Thank you for following us. But until next time, brother dudes and dudettes, may your wrestling be good wrestling, and good night.